There we are. I'm a bit perturbed. I've been having technical issues. First, I thought I was streaming, and I wasn't. Before that, I had recorded all of the columns for the week, only to find that the microphone, for whatever reason, wasn't working, so I had to record it all over again later on. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm exhausted, and I'm Jesse Steele. I wear many hats. And this is my adventure of the week. Let's see. What did I get done this week? I finished a reading list. One of the problems with the reading textbook in schools, we're talking probably up through junior high. One of the problems is that the new reading books are hiring these no-name authors that do a bad job, and they write stories about boring stuff. And they're terrible stories. It's terrible writing. It's sing-song. It's long. It's la-di-da. And I don't know. It's just like, what in the world? It's like these people read literature union propaganda, and they don't read good writing. I mean, because, you know, your quality of writing is only going to be as good as the quality of what you read. The same thing with music. You want to play jazz and you listen to jazz, the type of jazz you want to play. Thank you for that. No, you know, if you see my Instagram, there's this new, pardon me, white fiber. Yeah, it's pardon my French anyway. Again, pardon my French. This white Coca-Cola with fiber plus is like, what in the world is that all about? No, I'm not drinking Monster. I just don't feel like it. I just feel like Coca-Cola. I had some pizza and I wanted some Coca-Cola and I want to do my podcast. So where was I? So the problem with the reading curriculums these days is that it's all this sing-song stuff. If you're going to go to school and do reading and study reading, if that's what you're going to do, then you need to study the literature. You need to read the books that are good. And how do you know if a book is good? It's a book that people want to read. Writing is good if people want to read it. It's a very simple equation. There's no such thing as a book that's good that nobody reads. There are a lot of good, talented artists who might not be noticed by the boss. There are a lot of good business ideas that might never get picked up by investors. But when it comes to, you know, like writing, it's society that gets to decide. So I guess I'd point to the success of Wikipedia as an example. I mean, bad ideas will tend to sink to the bottom, and good ideas and truth will tend to filter up to the top, because people don't want to live a life built on lies, because lies don't help your life. People want the truth and they want what works. So, you know, getting published by a publisher, well, that just because a publisher says no to you doesn't mean that you're a failure. Look at the Harry Potter series. That was pulled out of the trash. Some guy pulled it out of the trash and started reading these thrown away copies because he liked them. And that's how it got known at the publisher, because the publisher had already rejected it. So it's not a question of whether a publisher picks you up. It's a question of whether, you know, an idea or a writing or a work has become loved and known by an entire culture. Well, I'm now finished. And I have a list of classics. So if we're talking homeschool, if we're talking ESL teacher in another country that wants to know what level people are at, it's really nice to have a vocabulary list that's graded that says about this grade level, these are the words that kids should be studying in school, and these are typically, you know, the classics that they've been reading. And there are a few other academic type of books. I think 100 Things to Know About, and, you know, what, computers or science or something like that. And then Bible translations, you know, The Message is good for reading. The New Living Translation is good for advanced learning language. You know, NASB, New King James, what those are all good. NASB for memorizing, or no, NASB for study, New King James for memorizing. So those are all there. And I'm done. Whew, that was great. The other thing that I got done this week was my Linux curriculum. It had four classes. Each has exactly 12 lessons. The lessons change in size, but I keep it to 12 lessons. I don't know why 12 lessons. It's just some random number. I come to think of it, Jesus had 12 disciples, but that has nothing to do with why. I had three out of four done. I never thought I was going to get the fourth one done. And this past week, I just wrote it. I just wrote the whole thing. I'm like, my goodness. And that actually started a while back. I was looking at trying to get this Linux curriculum done. See, my idea is I want everybody to know Linux. I want everybody to take these classes. I've got a free version of these things. You're going to have to pay attention in order to get the free one. I'm going to make a Udemy class. It'll be cheap, and I'll explain and talk people through. It'll be nice and easy. And I'm going to have a higher level one, which will be a bit more challenging with more elaborate explanations for people that want to be serious. But I believe that everyone should somehow or another, through one of these courses, go through and learn this Linux curriculum, because they'll understand code. They'll understand programmers in the IT department if they're a boss or an executive. They'll know how to use their own computer and not be afraid of it. Everybody should watch this. I really believe that. And I believe that it can make the world a better place the more we know about these computers using open source to run the computer that we have. You don't need Windows. You just need a Windows-type computer, and you can install Ubuntu on it, and this will show you what to do when you pop the hood, basically, in software terms. I never thought I'd get it done, but it's done. The curriculum is done and finished. And now that I've got the curriculum written, I can get into the video part of it. So that'll be exciting. And the thing was this. See, I've got my own software product, Verb. I call it Verb, a Verber. And it's still in alpha, you could say. I know how to manage it, but it's not ready for other people to use because I just haven't made it user-friendly. I've just been developing it so much. And I was going to finish this computer curriculum. And this is at the Ink is a Verb YouTube channel. Verb.ink is where a lot of this is hosted. Verb.vip, V-E-R-B, like the grammatical part of speech. Verb.vip, not .com, .vip. That has the curriculum. It's a bunch of web pages right now. But if you go to the YouTube channel, verb.ink, I-N-K, verb.ink is the other side, more the user-friendly side of the service side. They're on the YouTube channel. I explain. I was going to finish the curriculum, but I said, no, I need to finish my software and make it work for my customers. That's a more important priority for me. And I did. I have seriously and drastically improved the software for my customers. They have no idea the work I've been doing to make their software better. And that's fine with me. But I've been doing the right thing by keeping their software up to date, up to snuff, adding the new features that they really do need. They don't know about it. They'll never know I added a new feature, but their sites, their websites, their cloud hosting, everything I do for them will work so much better. And it just was the right thing to do. And after I made a lot of those updates, there's still, of course, more that'll always need to be done. But after I made those, in the process, I learned what I needed to learn. And all of a sudden this last week, I just, boom, wrote the fourth class. It was all stuff that I've learned while doing the right thing with my software customers. And so that finished it. So it'll be great. That's a big thing that's done. So having published, gotten, you know, a lot of stuff in writing and in print now, that's great. A few weeks ago, I did that. And then now I've got this curriculum done. I'm going to move on to software. And soon, Avenue Guru will be coming. It is coming. Here, right here. I got a sample shirt. In fact, I'll show you soon. I hope to put this on sale soon. I'll show what we've got so far, the prototype. Here it is. I'm holding up the shirt. Stay awesome. It's a hashtag. Those letters you see there, if you're watching on Twitch or if you're watching the YouTube archives, stay awesome. That's my artwork. That's not a font. I designed those letters. It won't happen by itself. Stay awesome. It won't happen by itself. And there's the Avenue Guru logo on the back. People will be able to get this. This will become the new shirt for the next season. Got really interesting stories. Heard from the Taiwan government today. Just interesting stuff. Nothing really breathtaking, but that will be in the Taiwan special, which will come tomorrow. See you then.